Dear listeners, today we bring you a skit about our planet Earth, titled The End of Earth as We Know It, is enacted by the children of Divyashri Ilan Homes on Sarjapur Road. Kids in the age group of 11 to 14 years will share with us their perspective on how our planet is suffering and what they think we can do to make it a better place to live for all. Script credits: Anjali Panakat, Smita Vanam and Suma Prasad. Actors: Gauri, Megha, Meghan, Ayush, Abhay, Ganeen and Pranav.
Presenting some facts that encouraged us to write this play. The famous theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking has cited climate change as one of the most important and probable causes of man's downfall. Frightful as it is, Hawking has good reasons to make his claim. Today, the amount of carbon dioxide in the air is higher than at any time in the last 650,000 years. And the Earth's average temperature is increasing faster than ever before. Average sea level can rise 6 to 7 feet before the end of the century, and more than a million species face potential extinction as a result of disappearing habitats, changing ecosystems, and acidifying oceans. While climate change is destroying our physical planet, terrorism is eating away at its mental and social state of balance. According to the 2015 Global Terrorism Index, deaths due to terrorism increased 80% in 2014 to the highest level ever, while the global economic cost of terrorism reached an all-time high at about $53 billion. While it is not likely that we will all suffer physical harm because of terrorism, the quality of our lives is indeed affected by the fear of terrorism and the impact it has on the global economy. Today's play is based on the assumption that if we continue to live the way we do now, some 50 years in the future, we will have to move underground to be able to survive as a species. Let's find out how life on the surface of the Earth has become a dream for our future generations.
Okay, Aryans, now let's understand the end of Earth as we know it, the sufferings of Mother Earth.
It is a regular dark day under the Earth's surface, where long dark alleys lead to small stony rooms that have no windows. Voices echo when people talk. Breathing is hard. Ecology class is in progress at Bhumi School. Class 6 students are intently listening to their teacher Sir Ayush. The following lines are written on the board. Our old home, 50 years ago, before any of us were born.
Hello, children. Is everyone doing well today?
Yes, teacher.
Very good. Today, we're gonna learn about our old home, where human beings lived before they moved here under the earth.
Excuse me, but isn't that the place that lies above us?
Yes, you are right, Megha. What do you know about the surface of the earth?
Oh, I have heard a lot from my parents that it used to be a great place for us to live. There were trees and lakes, mountains and waterfalls, meadows and forests.
And I have heard that there was plenty of sun, air, water and food. And that we thrived on Earth for centuries until something went terribly wrong.
You are right, Ganeev. Something did go very, very wrong. And we will talk about that today. But first, could you tell me if you like where we live right now?
You mean here? Under Earth? Oh no, sir, not at all. I can never breathe well here. I don't like the unpleasant smells and the moist air.
And I don't like the gloomy surroundings. I also dislike these oxygen masks that I have to carry every time I step out of an air-conditioned room.
That's right, Gauri. Neither do I.
I wish I could breathe some fresh air and drink some sweet mountain water. I also wish I could walk in the grass and hug a tree.
Yes, I have seen all of this in movies, but not in real life. I do wish I could see, just for once, the sun or the moon or the stars.
Me too, me too, me too.
I understand how you all feel. I feel the same way, but there has to be a very good reason why we are under Earth today and not above it.
Yes, there has to be.
Would you like to go back in time with me and see for yourself what really happened 50 years ago?
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful. Let's begin our journey then.
The children of Bhumi School are on the verge of an important discovery. With the help of their teacher Ayush, they are going 50 years back in time to see how the Earth suffered due to climate change. In this scene, Earth is shown to be a person just like us. She's black and brown all over, her eyes are red, her hands are itchy and she's wailing. She seems to be bothered by some horrifying elements surrounding her. She wants them to go away. But what are these nasty things? Will they go away? And will Mother Earth feel better? Let's find out.
Jal na jaye jal jal na jaye jal jal na jaye jal jal na jaye jal dhara na kal ho maruthal sambhal jare ab pagal pagal jal na jaye
feeling too well. I'm trembling all over. What is happening to me? Am I dying?
Hello, Mother. This is Ayush. I teach your children all about you. What is the matter? You sound hurt.
please help. Oh, Ayush, I'm feeling very hot. My ice caps are melting and my oceans are all warming up. My sea levels are rising so much and I see so many cyclones. These changes are making my weather conditions really extreme.
Oh, but I don't understand. It all looks normal to me. How is this really affecting us?
What? Haven't you read about the Chennai floods, Ayush? That was not normal. And yet, disasters like this will happen in other cities as well. My children, they'll drown. Yet so many of you think that things are normal?
Oh dear, I didn't realize that. I'm so sorry, Mother.
Oh, and that is not all, Ayush. There are untimely rains and snow, not to speak of the thick haze and smoke that surrounds us. People are sicker, the air is not breathable, and you say things are normal.
I do beg your pardon, Mother.
Ayush, I need to know what is going on. I suspect that these ugly things surrounding me are somehow responsible for...
This sudden evil laughter from the nasty beings surrounding Mother Earth has sent shivers down her spine. She's scared but determined to find out who they are.
Hey, who are you and why are you laughing?
Dust, soot and grime. Pollution is not a crime. Dust, soot and grime. Pollution is not a crime.
Oh, are you one of the pollutants that make our air so dirty?
Yeah, I am the pollutants. Widespread construction, mining and industries create me. I also get into the air when things are burnt.
Can't you see you're hurting, Mother? And who are these other nasty people with you?
Oh, these are my good friends. Gases and chemicals. They just love to create nuisance.
That's right, buddy. I am carbon monoxide. I get into the air when vehicles burn fuel. However, you can't see me or smell me, but you will know it is me because I will give you a bad headache and make you really tired. And I can even kill you while you sleep.
That's not funny at all, carbon monoxide. Creeping upon people and killing them is hardly anything to feel proud about.
Whatever. Here, meet my partner in crime, sulfur dioxide.
Hi. I'm sulfur dioxide, and I shoot out of industrial chimneys. I make it hard for people to breathe, and I make plants grow slow. I'm also responsible for acid rain, you see?
Oh, acid rain. It can hurt marine life and make trees sick. It also eats away statues and buildings. That's terrible, sulfur dioxide. And who is this with you?
I'm nitrogen oxide. Like my friend carbon monoxide, I get airborne when fuel is burnt in automobiles and power plants. I can make people's lungs hurt when they breathe. And people with asthma are my favorite targets. Oh, and I also make smog, you see.
You are awful, Nitro. You better stay away from me.
Ayush? Who is that next to Nitro?
Hello, Earth. I am carbon dioxide. About 100 years ago, just the right amount of me was in the air. But then, people started cutting more and more trees. Every bit of their modernization increases my levels. And yet I am the one who has a bad name today. The reason all the people on Earth are in such a mess today is because they use so much fuel and they cut down so many trees.
You are right, carbon dioxide. We just pinned the blame on you for all our deeds. Who is standing next to you? She looks so pale. Is she also responsible for all this global warming?
Hello, I am chlorofluorocarbon, or CFC. And you are right. I do cause global warming. Except, I am not so bad. People need me in refrigerators and air conditioners. So what if I destroy a little bit of ozone? Who needs it anyway?
I do. I need the ozone layer around myself to keep away harmful radiation from the sun. But all you pollutants are destroying it. It appears that you're also trapping heat on me and making me warmer and warmer. Oh, God.
I'm sorry about the way you feel, Mother, and I really want to help. But what do I do?
Ayush and his students from the future have just learned about the many causes of climate change. They have understood how man has brought upon himself this destruction. They wonder if there is anything they could do to make Mother Earth feel better.
Energy walks in. He is dressed in bright colors, appears pleasant and eager to help.
Hi everyone. I represent the three clean sources of energy: solar, wind and water.
Hi, it's wonderful to meet you. Mother Earth is suffering because of these nasty pollutants. We hope you have some solutions.
Oh yes, clean energy. Please tell me if you can help revive me.
Oh yes, I can, Mother. Let me begin with solar energy. Solar is the in thing today, and if used well, it can run an entire airport, like in Kochi, or an entire city. It has huge potential. Solar panels are getting more affordable, making it easier for general public to use it.
Oh yes, we can do so much using my friend the sun.
Secondly, we have wind. Many European countries are already generating energy using windmills. We just need to increase awareness and enforce its usage.
Oh, of course. We should harness the power of the wind to create energy.
And last but not the least, we can utilize water to make electricity. It is possibly the oldest form of renewable energy and continues to be clean and non-polluting.
Ah, but please use it sensibly. Do not dehydrate me completely.
I agree. Solar, wind and water can give much needed respite to Mother. I wonder if this is all. Is there anything else we can do? Who's coming now?
Lifestyle changes have walked in now. There is smart traveler, smart consumer, and waste segregator.
Hello, Mother. I am smart traveler. We have just learned that burning of fuel in automobiles causes a major chunk of pollution. If people can carpool, use public transport, or even walk, the air will be a lot more breathable.
Hear, hear. This way, people can be healthier and make even more friends. And who is this other smart lady?
Hi, Mother. I am smart consumer. I see that people have money and resources. But you need to remember, with great power comes great responsibility. Therefore, fix the dripping taps. Shut the lights when not in use. And harvest rainwater. People must use only as much as they need. The less they consume, the less they waste. And the less they waste, the more they save and protect you, Mother.
That is so true, smart consumer. My children should know that my resources are limited, so they must use them smartly.
Mother, I think I can also help. I promote segregation of waste. Waste is unavoidable, so the only way to control it is by segregating it. I recommend that people use organic and food waste as manure and recycle plastic, soda cans, and paper. Recycling of electrical items should be done very sensibly so that dangerous chemicals are not released in your atmosphere.
Well, that's excellent advice, my dear. In addition, my children must use cloth bags and stay away from that horrible pest called plastic.
You are all absolutely right. Small changes like these go a long way in protecting our environment. Looks like we have some more solutions coming in.
The conservator and the gardener now walk in. Together, they form the Go Green duo, who aim to make Mother Earth clean and green again.
Conserver. Plants give oxygen and people need oxygen to live, so they must conserve forests. They must not sacrifice precious trees for their greed.
Thank you, Miss Conserver, for that excellent advice. And who is your other green friend?
Hello, Mother. I am the gardener.
I recommend that people plant a lot of trees, have their own vegetable garden, avoid chemical pesticides, and surround yourself with clean and green nature. This way, they all can survive and thrive on you.
I agree with you too. We need to make Mother Earth happy for our own good. Without her, we are nothing.
Mother Earth seemed to have found solutions to tackle her climate problems. Her children had been educated on how they could help resuscitate her. All's well that ends well. But wait, is this really a happy ending? Is Mother happy now? Somehow she isn't. A close look reveals that she is still downcast. What could it be now? Is something else bothering her? Let's find out. Still surrounded by some elements of gloom and despair that were emotionally wearing her out. She instinctively knew that these elements were responsible for the widespread unrest among her children in the name of religion, caste, color, politics, money, oil, power, and the likes. She wondered when and how her children will stop fighting so much.
I feel sad. I feel so gloomy. Why am I so depressed? What are these evil things around me? Oh, please, please, please take them away.
Oh, Mother, are they also bothering you? Introduce yourselves, you troublemakers.
Countries representing Middle East, the Big West, and the Asias introduce themselves. They look mean, cruel, and manipulative. Dressed in conservative clothes but loaded with guns and bombs, Middle East replies with no fear.
I am the Middle East. We terrorize because a few of us believe we get closer to God by terrorizing the non-believers. We seek revenge because a few of us believe our human rights have been violated. When we get invaded by the superpowers in the name of democracy, we fight back. When we get manipulated for our oil, we know that it is time to pay back.
How come Mother Earth is most disturbed by your presence, Mr. Middle East?
Oh, really? Please get your facts right. How many shootings have happened in the West in the last year itself? Killing innocent students at schools and universities, citizens in temples and cinema halls. That's not terrorism. Testing nuclear bombs and frightening the world by bringing down planes. That's not terrorism. Killing people because of their eating habits or praying rituals, their caste or color, or because of the people they choose to marry. That's not terrorism!
Relax, relax, Middle East. I will get back to you. Let me ask you, Mr. Asia, why do you terrorize?
Ayush, I represent Asia, where women are punished for dressing indecently or even killed for marrying a person of their choice. Sometimes my Asian countries kill when their many gods are insulted either in books or movies. And a few of them kill just so that nobody eats beef curry or a Big Mac. They are just protecting their culture. We don't think that's terrorism. Some of my countries have gotten used to chaos. They kill because they don't like growth and development. They spend more time assassinating people than educating their girls. One of the countries I represent is the biggest Asian powerhouse. It has strict government policies. Its citizens have no freedom of religion or of political expression. It also controls how social media and Google searches work in its country. It regulates to protect its citizens. We don't think that's terrorism.
Mr. Asia and Mr. Middle East, You may not like to admit it, but all this is a form of terrorism. Can we now check with the big West as well and see why they kill?
We are the West. We, of course, don't terrorize on purpose. We have some mentally disturbed people who procure guns and start random shootings.
But why do you make it easy for them to access guns in the first place?
Well, Mother, we are a developed nation and our constitution allows us to carry arms. Besides, we have a huge gun lobby.
That is no excuse to kill. What else do you do?
We love democracy and we need oil. Therefore, we invade countries that have plenty of oil so that they could be democratic like us and we get access to their oil, even if it comes at the cost of killing millions in wars. Anyway, why talk only of us? What about North Korea? What about Syria? What about Libya and Sudan and Africa? Terrorists are infiltrating every country. There is blood on several hands for diamonds in Africa and South America.
Good Lord. I think I have seen and heard enough to know that there's terrorism everywhere and that it has taken several forms. Religious, state, political, racial and what not.
Oh yes, Ayush. Terrorism is responsible for all the merciless killings of my children. All you countries are blaming each other but not looking inward. Can you not see how your actions of today are affecting our tomorrow? Let's stop and think. Let's agree to some solutions. Let's try to make amends. I have many, many more years to live and give. So please, please save me.
Mother Earth looks up hopefully at Ayush. Ayush directs her attention to the three bright and shiny stars that are walking towards them. Education, media, and government smile at Mother Earth. She wonders if there are solutions to her problems. Middle East looks excitedly at education and is surprised with its aura and asks,
"Who is you, buddy? You ooze a lot of charm."
"Hello, Mr. Middle East. I'm education. I'm responsible for teaching kids right from wrong. I'm responsible for progress and development. I can transform the radical thoughts into the direction of non-harm and compassion. Kids and youth can easily get manipulated by bad elements if they do not have a strong foundation, be it in religion, moral sense, or political awareness."
That makes a lot of sense. Education can be the real game changer. I represent Asia, and I would like to understand why media is here. How can media help with the terrorism-related issues?
Well, Mr. Asia and the rest of the world, someone has to bring some perspective on what is important. I am media, and I am telling you terrorism is not the ultimate cause of death. Can you guess how many people die hungry on your streets? Guess how many people die in road accidents in the West? How many people die in floods or droughts around the world?
Here, look who's talking. A 24-hour coverage for 2 weeks for a single terror attack, killing just 20 people. You are the ones who cannot decide what to show. It's all about your ratings.
Is it really media's fault, my dear West? We all fear the unknown. Terrorism is the real unknown, and hence the maximum coverage.
Wrong. Very wrong, Asia. Who can tell how many will die in the next earthquake or tsunami? How nature will take a turn for the worse? No one can tell. Terrorism is not the real unknown.
Well, calm down, Asia and West. I understand and accept that it is media's fault. A school bus accident killing the same number of kids? Well, I didn't even cover. We, as media, need to be responsible. We will not add fuel to fear.
Mr. Media, since I am education, I think I can help you a great deal in making everyone, especially the younger generation, understand this so they continue to focus on development and not waste their energies on managing fear of terror.
Okay, media and education. Now can someone tell us who the third star is? He looks like he is from the government.
You are right, Middle East. I am the government, and I will consider having better weapon control, strong punishment for criminals, inclusive policies for all people, and better vigilance and security for everyone.
Oh, but tell me something, government. How will you be able to influence fanatics in religion, politics, and environment?
Mother, we will engage the youth and everyone else and make them understand what each religion is all about. No religion preaches violence. We will tell them that the political parties need not be hardliners. We all need to work together for the people. Our young minds need to learn the language of non-violence and respect each other. I will make sure we give a joyful and peaceful earth to our children and grandchildren.
You will need a lot of support for all this, government.
I agree, Mother. I will work towards getting support from public, media, and mainly education. We will ensure there's no more bloodshed and that everyone respects each other's rights.
Well, indeed. Ayush, do you think these solutions could work?
I think so, Mother, and there is no harm in trying. My students and I will now go back into the future and discuss these solutions.
I am smiling after ages. It seems we may have some ways. Yes, Ayush, please find from the future what else we can do. We will work backwards and ensure we give our future the very best.
Ayush is back in the present day under the surface of the earth. His students are overwhelmed and bursting with questions. Back in Bhumi school, the kids have now understood why people had to leave the surface of earth and move underground. Sir Ayush discusses future steps with his class and answers some of their concerns.
So, children, do you now know why we are here and not on the earth's surface?
Yes, sir.
Sir?
Yes, Gauri. Do you have something to say?
I don't understand. If the solutions were all there, why didn't we use them?
Excellent question, Gauri. What do you think, children?
I think we tried a bit, but we didn't get enough support from everyone.
Yes, and then there came a time when we just couldn't survive on Earth anymore and had to move underground.
I think we all have to work together to protect and revive Mother Earth. It cannot be the job of a few people.
Yes, we agree.
That's wonderful, children. Let us all go back up with our families and friends and work hard together for the betterment of Mother Earth. Let us make her clean, green and peaceful once again.
It may not be too late for us to help revive Mother Earth either. Let us now work together to protect our environment and maintain peace on Earth. These kids have given us ideas to build a better future for us and for generations to come.
Dear listeners, hope you have enjoyed listening to this play as much as we have enjoyed creating it. Let all our listeners take a vow today to do our part in protecting Mother Earth. Are you with us?